Okay, good evening, everybody. Is anyone here? It's time to locate. That's good. All right, Parshas Yisro, the lighting of Shabbos, aside from being by Bar Mitzvah, etc., has importance because, of course, it contains the events of Mamad Har Sinai, Kabbalah Torah, and, of course, the Aseres HaDibros. I'd like to look at one of the Dibros this evening, the Dibro of Kibud Av Va'Em, the fourth of Dibros. It says in Parak Chof of Shmos, of course, Parak Pasuk Yud Beis, Kabed Es Avicha V'Simecha. Kabed Es Avicha V'Simecha. Remind Yerichu Yomecha L'Adom Asher Yishon L'Kecha Nozei Loch. Translated, you honor your father and your mother. Okay, honor your father and mother. What knows about Kibud Av Va'Em? To have a long life on the land which Hashem will give to you. That's the whole pasuk. That's the whole dibur. The one pasuk dibur. Kabed es avicha v'esimecha. Of course, we know that one's relationship with one's parents is mentioned elsewhere in the Torah as well. In Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Gimel, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tiro. A person shall revere his mother and his father. We all know the difference between honoring and revering. But if we think about it just in terms of the simple meaning of the text, it sounds like these are things that are attitudinal, right? You have to honor your parents. You have to revere them. It's a think about thing, right? It's difficult to figure out what exactly you're supposed to do or not do. It doesn't exactly say that. Honor your parents. Okay, show them honor. You know, we can figure out ways to show people honor. Revere. Again, they sound almost like it's something the machshava or believe. But the Gemara tells us very clearly that there are specific deeds and specific actions that are required in order to fulfill this mitzvah. The Gemara in Maseches Kedusha, on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Mora Ezehu Kibud, what is meant by Mora, which is not our topic tonight, what is meant by Kibud, well, it is our topic directly. Mora means fear of God, reverence means, means Lo Omed Bimkomo, don't stand in the place where your father or mother ordinarily stands, that's their place. Or don't sit in their seat, the place they ordinarily sit. Okay, don't either contradict or uphold their words. Okay, defend what they say in a way that makes it look like it's only right because you're defending it and so on. That's Mora. Kibud is described as Kibud is ma'achil u'mashke. Provide them food, provide them drink, malbish u'mechase, provide them clothing, provide them blankets and so on, machnis u'mot, to help them go out, go in and go out, and so on. If I had to summarize Kibud in one word, I would say service. Provide service to one's parents. Okay, so Mora, ish imo v'tiro, refers to the things you should not do. Right? Don't do things that are disrespectful. Don't contradict their words. Don't sit if the father or the mother has a specific seat in the home. Don't sit in those seats. And kibbutz is service. Do things that they need or that they would want done. That's how the Rambam paskens, Perek Vav of Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Gimel. That's where the laws of kibbutz Avraham are found for interesting reasons. It's well and clear. But the Rambam writes, Ezel Mora, Ezel Kovet, Mora lo Omen Komo, Yoshim Komo lo Sos, and he adds other things that come from the Gemara, not in that list, but Velo Yikro lo Bishmo, don't call your parent by his or her first name, lo Bechai velo Moso, neither were the parents alive nor dead, Elo Omer Abba Mori, you should say, my father, my master, and so on, Ibn Rosi, Hoshem Abba, Rabba Vashem, Keshem Acherim, Shmom, what are the other people who have the same name, and there's somebody at the table, with the same name as your father. So you say, hello, Chaim. And the father's name is Chaim. Okay, that talks about that. Then he writes, it may depend on the name, it's a common name. Not a issue now. As you mentioned, the Gemara, and it's, of course, the parent has to pay the expense. If my father tells me, go pick up a cup of coffee for me, or go pick up some of the restaurant for me, so I have to do it, that's the service, but I don't have to pay for it, the father has to pay for it. Okay, and anyway, that's the Rambam Paskin. And in the Shulchan Aruch, Yoridei Simon Reish Mem, the third Chelek of Yoridei, that's where the laws of Kibud Av Va'Em are found. So, Chabad begins, Simon Reish Mem, by saying, you know, that it's an important mitzvah, obviously. One for a second here. In Tivalef, he writes, Zarach Lizar Ma'od Bichod Avimo Moram. You have to be very careful about this mitzvah, fine. And the Beis says, "Eizel Mora and Dalit Eizel Kavod Machilo Mashkeo Mabish Mechase Machnis Umotzi." But now the Mechaber adds something based on the Gemara. We'll see inside in a second. Vitnenelo b'saber ponim yafos. I started this year by saying that the definition, the simple reading of Kibud of Aim and Mora of Aim, is almost the lave, right? What you're thinking about is just to have reverence or honor them. Now the Gemara has given us specific things you do or don't do to fulfill this mitzvah. And so under kibbut, it mentions kavod is honoring your parents by providing them food and drink and so on. But now the Mechaber adds, v'yitnenelo b'saver panim yafos. You have to provide it with a cheerful expression in a positive way. Shafilu machilo b'chol yom petumos. If you feed, you bring to your parents every day, petumos is a fat chicken, you know, whatever. Steaks, whatever, high quality food. The herald upon him zorfos, but you do it in a grouchy, you know, angry way. You show as if you resent this to nana shalom, and then you punish for it. The Rambam adds the same thing in the verse. V'chein lahefech, matchin aviv berechayim. The kavarosu tova kishas yunatzul aviv b'dover kashi yosim iteh. If you set it up so your parents, your father has to work that are grinding a millstone somewhere, you know, it was hard work, but you did it because that'll keep him away from other work. The king or whatever will see that he's busy, so he won't draft him for more difficult work or whatever. Okay, you show you explain to your father how you do this because you're all good and so on. Until the father agrees with Chomer Chaim, so no chalamabo. Okay, where does this come from? That's not in that same Gemara, but it's in another Gemara. Before I read the other Gemara, I just want to read from the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Aruch HaShulchan kind of summarizes what I said, namely that there are two aspects to this mitzvah, that which you do, that which you don't do. So again, this is in Simon Reish Mem. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Os Ches, Siv Ches, HaKibud v'amor shnei inyonim heim. They're two different things. Kibud hu inyonim maisim befalal. Actions you do, service, like I said before. Come on, Achilas, go to the Zach, and we're more. But Mora, who Yira is Hamale. Okay, he says, Mora is believe. But Lachain, cold dover, I'm also lay, then we'll be racing El Kecha. And a lot of times in the Torah, they'll tell you a din, and then it'll say, we're racing El Kecha, and Yashem. You know, why is that added in? Because this is something you have to have in your heart, and so on. So, that's what he says here, too. So, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, Mora really is an attitude of reverence. If you don't stand in his way, you don't sit in his seat and so on, out of a sense of what's in your lane, what's in your heart. Yeah.
These examples
aren't
hardwired into the function itself.
Yeah.
Is the attitude, it's probably going to be hard.
Yeah.
Is the attitude towards the examples given that as long as the kavana is there, however the
if
the Chumash wants it, then the specifics of the examples given, whether it's
providing food,
those can shift, perhaps, I don't want to say, depending on the zman you're in, the customs that people expect.
So,
are those examples given, and we're considering them as if they were hardwired into the Chumash?
Well, this may relate to a little bit the question whether the parents have the right to mochel the covenant and so on. So, but the truth is, again, leaving the Aruch HaShulchan, well, even with the Aruch HaShulchan, it sounds like covenant is action oriented. Mora is more, you know, thought or machshava oriented. What I like to look at tonight, is part of the mitzvah really to hold the parent, let's say, in high esteem, to regard the parent highly. I'm honoring my father because I hold him in high regard. And that's what I like to look at now. Before I do that, I just want to read what the Gemara says about that last thing. It depends on your attitude when you're performing the service, because you see that it does matter. The Gemara on the very bottom of the previous Amud, Lamed Aleph of an Aleph. Before I was reading from the bottom of Lamed Aleph of Beis, long Amudim, but the Lamed Aleph of an Aleph, it says, Tani Avivim Reidim Avo, Yesh Machil Aviv Pisione, V'tardom in Olam. There are people who might feed Pisione, or Rashi says, Of Choshem, very Choshem type of poultry. It says, V'shamen, it's fat, Min Slav Shar B'midbar. It's like the Slav, the quails, whatever, that came in the Midbar, that we read about last week. Okay. V'tardom in Olam. I mean, it'll drive the person out of this world. Mishenerish alone. Okay? A guy spends money and provides for his parents the top of the line cuisine, you know, but that'll end up getting into trouble, as we'll see in a moment. The Yesh Matkin Barichayim, in his other case, we make him do work, and that will, and continuing out with Beis, and reveal the Chalam Abba. So, an Amar Rabbi Avo, Kigon Avimi Berei Kiyam Mitzvah Kibud. Right? Rabbi Avo said about his son Avimi, the speaker over here, he knew how to do Kibud Avim. Where I give examples. Rashi fills in, Rashi tells on the previous page, and I'm an hour to your maskul, Vitardo and Rashi, I'll be from Avon Beis, they call it Rishalmi, the beginning of Peah, right? It says, Mavil of Hashem, Chavdo B'dvar, Dvarim Tovim V'nichumim, V'amalocha Matel B'loshon Raka, Marlo Tzorech Hashah, She'en Yichol Nisparnes, Ela B'Giyazu, right? The father has to work, the family is poor, they need the money, whatever, some other pressing circumstance, he explains to the father, we need your help, and so on. So that's a positive. A certain person taka fed his father all the time this top quality food. How can you afford this? You know, the father finally asked, how can you afford this? Amalo, just you eat, none of your business. Almost as if angry, you talk to him disrespectfully, none of your business, he says basically. Komar, chew your food and eat. What do you just eat? You know, so there, Herosha Koshulo, he's basically showing that, you know, he doesn't hold the father in high esteem. He tells him, it's none of your business, just eat. I have to do this, so I'm giving you food, leave me alone, you know.
Begrudgingly,
right. That, on the other hand, the Maisim Echad, Shu Maisim Echad, this is the old new Shalom in Peah, first Berk of Peah, says, Maisim Echad, Shetochen Merichai, Vahola Ob Zokain, Vesholach HaMelech, Vesholach HaMelech, Vesholach HaMelech, Vesholach HaMelech. The king wanted to draft this person, and the father's name came up. So therefore, Amarlo, Beno, Abba, Tichon, Vani Elach Tachtel, Beno, Samelach, Shein Loch Kitzur, right? Tell him, you're busy, you have a job. I don't have a job, I'll go, right? So he's making him do a job, but it's saving him something worse. Okay, you get the idea. So, but what comes out from all of this is that there is an element of attitude that seems to apply even to kavod. The Aruch Hashulchan says kavod is primarily, you know, is actions and more. But we see from here really. Yeah. Okay. But what exactly is the kavod he's supposed to have? In other words, I'm providing with the food. I said that's what I'm supposed to do. It says machil. It says go on machil. But now we're saying, huh?
You can't throw it at.
Right. That's the point. We're saying that there's something deeper than just the action. That's the point. Mitzvah because come on. So a guy can provide him with the food. He gives it to his father, but he's angry about it begrudgingly. So there's a very fascinating comment in the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim, which has nothing to do with the term Charedim that's commonly used today. Okay, the Sefer Charedim was written by Rabbi Eleza Azkari, who was the generation of the Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Arizal and those among the Chachmei Tzfas. You know, in Tzfat, you had all these Talmidei Chacham, Mekubalim. You know, you go to all the shuls, the Beis Yosef shul, the Arizal shul, the Alshach shul, all the contemporaries, and Rav Shmuel Kalitz, you know, who wrote L'Chado, they're all in the same Chabura. So Rav Elazar Zakari was part of that, Migdolei Chachmei Tzfas, B'tchumas HaBeis Yosef Arizal. So he wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, okay, a list of the mitzvahs, but he had a very unique division. He divided them up in accordance with which parts of the body you use for this mitzvah. So the mitzvah, this arm is on your hand, this mitzvah is on your foot, this mitzvah is on your head, and so on. So he has the different arrangements, so I can only use the arrangement that I have. Perek Tes, in this edition I have, of Sefer Charedim, again, there are different editions. Perek Tes, it's mitzvahs asem and atar tuis belev. These are mitzvahs which depend upon the heart. And efshel lekayim b'chol yom. There's no limited time. It's not like only on Shabbos Yatav, there's no limited time. So the Perek Tes, os lamed hay, the Sefer Charedim writes, kamedes avicha v'simecho. Matsino kavod belief. The very word, he understands, the very word kavod, okay, implies lev, not just service, but implies even done in the heart. They quote the pasuk of Tehillim, the beginning of Perek Hesvav, the famous Kapitel Tehillim, it's sometimes recited as one of the Kapitel Tehillim at a Leviathan. So it says in the Perek Hesvav, because the praise of the person, it begins, Mizmor David, Hashem miya gur ba'alecha, so among the people mentioned that who may sojourn to your tent, who can dwell on your holy mountain, so on. So Pasuk Dalet it says, Nivza be'enev nimas, mes yira Hashem yichabe. Among the people that is listed over there, in Pasuk Dalet, is someone in whose eyes a contemptible person is repulsive, right? But who honors those who fear Hashem. Okay, so the Sefer Haredi quotes this pasuk, and he says over there it's talking about, obviously it's talking about mentally, you know, or in your machshava, right? It says nivzav ein of nima, someone who deserves to be looked down upon, you look down upon, but you Hashem yichabed. It's talking about your mental attitude. So the Sefer Haredi towards certain people. So Sefer Haredi is writing that you see that the word kavod can mean, you know, can mean mentally. If a person shows honor in his actions and even his deeds, but not in his heart, okay, you just verbally or in action. He says, if you don't have the right lave, the right attitude, so then you're like in the category of the person, nivzim ein of nimas. Mentally, you look down upon that person. Okay, so I'm showing him covered. Sometimes people, you know, they have a boss or they have someone, you know, they're a client or whatever. You have to show them great respect or whatever. You know, it might feel sometimes people are bored, whatever. So you have to talk to them in a certain way. But deep down, you don't necessarily think that highly of the person, right? You have to, we know, you have clients, you know, and you have to have a meeting, sit down and talk to the person who's always the most wonderful person in the world. And, you know, deep down, maybe you don't always, hopefully, maybe you do feel that way. I don't know, but sometimes you don't. But you have to show as if you do, right? So he says, if I'm just mechabed, mimesh Hashem is baruch tziva, al korcha hachi kamar, v'es yir Hashem mechabed v'enav, sheyidme belibo, sheyidme belibo. You should imagine in your heart, talking about your parents now, shem gedol and v'nich v'dei aretz. Your attitude towards your parents should be that they are great people, honorable people. Shezel ikar kvodom. He says, even though the Gemara gives specific, comes back to the question, even though the Gemara gives specific things you have to do for kibud avim, provide service and so on, but it's got to be service with a smile. You know, it's got to be, he's saying the same, the essence is really the attitude that you have. And if you just go and do the deed, and with achshava, but deep down, you think your parents are stupid or worthless, but I have no choice. What can I do? It says in the Torah. You know, so I have no choice but kibud avim. So he says, I'll read it again. The proper thing is, you should have the attitude that your parents are great people. Okay, we'll have to clarify in a second. But once you hold them in high esteem, then you'll show them, speak to them properly, and you'll serve them properly, and so on. So that's the Sefer Haredim. Then he goes on. Yeah. Huh?
A weird thing to say.
Well, because it could, you should imagine. I mean, if you think, and we'll see it a little later, but
you should be discontent.
Well, we'll have to see about that in a second. Okay, Yidma Beliba. Look, I think it probably means that to say that every parent has been dolev nichle eretz is an exaggeration. But you would imagine it that way. You have to look. I think it means personally. I think it means you look for those things in your parents which are taka outstanding. You know, find, and everybody's got something, right? There must be something usually, right? So we'll come back to it. It's a good question. It's a good question. But that's what the Sefer Haredim says, you know. Yeah.
I don't want to like narrow this down, but this is very similar to like what the Rav says about Shema, like, you know, Mais and Kiyum. Like,
right, yeah.
You do all the Mais and Kiyum Mais as you want, but the Kiyum became a lathe. Came
a lathe. So the Rav said about a few things, Avelis, other things.
Never heard
yeah.
Of about
yeah, I know. And Echad Avi.
What you're saying is,
yeah. What you're saying is, we have, sometimes you have an action you do, and you're Mekayim, the mitzvah. It's a kriyas, we have to take kriyas, but the kiyum, the fulfillment, there's a ma'isa mitzvah, but the kiyum mitzvah is belayed. Or like you said about, Rachman said about Avelos. Okay, Avelos, the ma'isa mitzvah, I said before, I do this, I don't wear leather footwear, but the kiyum is belayed, right? The kiyum is emotional. So, yeah, say similar.
It's really similar.
Yeah,
very similar.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, I'm only here for
right, right. Right, you're supposed to feel right. So, okay, you're always supposed to be sincere, but then, look, you know, that's the old. They raise the question. Raise the question here, too. Why is there no bracha on kibud avim and so on? It may relate to the same thing, because, you know, to the kibud avim. I mean, why is there no bracha, you know, by tzedakah? Because almost, yeah, but it's almost like you're saying to the ani or to the kola, if you make a bracha, he says, Sheker Jonazon, you know, Makachon. I don't really want to be here, but what can I do? Because Bracha said so, I got to come. You know, he said, I'm doing a mitzvah. Like the kid, I'm going to give the thank you note to the parents, you know.
It's just a mitzvah, the person.
Yeah, the person because. But I'm saying, the example I was given is, you know, the kid writes to the grandmother, send him a check for his birthday, right? Then grandma, mom told me to write you a thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know. Anyway, yeah.
The question that we're going to address at some point is,
what happens if a parent's in jail or...
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Going back, so I just want to mention, there is another, there's a pasuk later in the Torah, in Parak Chav Zayin, pasuk Tez Zayin, in the Parshas Kisavo, in the Kolos, you know, when the Orers, when they stood on the mountain and so on, and there were 11... To some of the six tribes here, six tribes there, they said certain psukim. Well, so Torah tells us there, one of the things which is supposed to, one of the orers is supposed to say is orer, it's parak chav zayin, pasuk tes zayin in Chumash Devarim. It says orer makle avivimo of amar kalam amen. A makle is not the same as cursing. You're not supposed to curse either, curse parents either. We'll get that supposed to next week, Sedra. But orer makle means somebody who degrades, is mevaza, that's what Rashi says, mizoyim, okay? Makla means mevaza. Okay, someone's mevaza, belittles his parents. So that's one of the arurim, it's a person who's, not a positive thing, obviously. Now, and it also says, in next week's session, Pashas Shpotim, Chafal Dizayin, Mekalo of Yimosimot. So that's cursing. Here it's not cursing, you're just mevaza, you're belittle. You speak ill, or, speak in a nasty way. So the Sefer Charedim goes on, okay, and he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. Now, what's interesting is, we're reading the pasuk in Mishlei now. Mishlei Lamed Yud Zayin. Find it here. Just a second. Towards the end. Yeah. Mishlei Parak Lamed Pasuk Yud Zayin. It says, Ayin Tilag L'Av V'Savuz. Ayin Tilag L'Av V'Savuz. It's translated over here. The eye that mocks a father, okay? The eye that mocks a father, V'Savuz L'Yikah, I'm sorry, Ayin Tilag L'Av, next line, V'Savuz L'Yikah, V'Kua Orve Nachal V'Yachula V'Nei Nasher. Okay, translate, the eye that mocks a father and scorns a mother's accumulated lore, the ravens of the stream will gouge it out and the young eagles will eat it. And you'll put out your eye. Okay, so it was someone who mocks. So based on that, the Haredim continues. Again, it's Berk Tess Os Lamed Hei. Vala Mevaza of Omi Belibo, we said before, on the positive side, he says the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim entails having a positive attitude or a positive feeling about the parent. Vala Mevaza of Imo Belibo, Ovi Dvarim, Ovi Maisa, either mentally or actions or words. Shasosa Divrei Yoshua Kamiuchim, all the things it says, Nemar Oror Maklavim, Pirshus Shein Eloshin Klolo, Eloshin Bizayin, like I just explained. The Ashikon Bizayin Belayim, the Xivi quotes Psukim, where it's the word Makle or some similar word means Bizayin. Valze Omer Shloma Ayin Tilag Lav, Samal Yikas, Yimikua Orbe Nacho, and so on. He says that the pasuk promises that somebody that you mock your scorn your parents, then your eyes will be taken out. He says he knows the story. A person who provided food for his mother, but he looked at her in a very negative way. Okay, she married somebody else after the father had died. This person who was mevazeh his mother once went on a trip and he was killed. Okay, they tried to search, found him, and they found him. The eye in Achas Menukeres, yeah, one of his eyes had been gouged out. Shenikrua Orvim. A frightening story, but that's what the pasuk says. In other words, so what emerges from the Sefer Charedim is that there's this notion, so to speak, this notion of that a lot of this mitzvah, despite the Gemara's insistence on certain activities, a lot of this mitzvah relates to deeds. In the Rambam, I'm sorry, relates to Machshava, not just to deeds. The Rambam, the heart. The Rambam writes in the previous parak, parak hey, okay, at the end of the parak, Avivus Mamrim, just a second. Below ala koyav al klola buvadik b'yotor ela afala b'zoyot. Don't think that it's only us that hit there. It doesn't. Pesukim makiyavim most ones makalavim. The next week's session, but even bizarim shakol amivaze alo ima afilu bedvarim afilu bremiza. If you mock a parent, afilu bedvarim afilu bremiza, just with words or even just by hinting at things, harizim bechal oror bepiagvura shenemar oror makiyavimo baromar ayin telav. And the quotes that post again, and the person should best has to straighten that person out. Now, it's possible to daik. One might think to be medayik from that for the presentation of the Rambam Notice what he says. They're not mentioned belief. Okay, in the Daik and the Rambam, he did not mention belief. Okay, only mentioned speaking or and hinting, but he didn't say that belief is a problem. All right.
The belief is only a problem for the
other direction.
For the action.
Yes, so that it's possible.
For the aspect, right.
You could say that. Or, you know, again, if he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei as referring remiza, but that's more than the lave. So, does the Rambam disagree with the whole Sefer Charedim and say that lave is not really part of his mitzvah, or does he disagree only with regards to bizyonos? Not clear. Okay, but I have to mention this Rambam. Shulchan Aruch too. Shulchan Aruch is in next to Siman, the Shulchan Aruch Reish Mem Aleph in the Siv Vav. Shulchan Aruch right. So he also quotes it like the Rambam. So the question is, you know, it's an open question. I want to be fair. The Rambam does not seem to stress anything about lev, and he's not used the word lev. Okay.
So where did the official get that idea? You have to do a whatever he said. He said that like.
Rambam said it. No, so that's based on Gemara with Avimi. You know, who...
Rather than the Greek Nicodemus.
Well, again, but you know, you could say, right, okay, that's true. I mean, the Gemara that the Shulchan Aruch quoted earlier. Right, he did it, but you see, there, it wasn't just Belevi, if you think deeply about it. He explained to his father why he used to work in the Rechaim, or he was belittling him when he bought him the food. He just told him, you know, just shut up and eat, right? So, I'm not sure. However, I do want to point out, it's really not clear at all. I think it's very possible, okay, that the Rambam is not arguing at all. That's certainly how people understood. The Chidah, in his Sefer Birkei Yosef on the Shulchan Aruch, on that Simon Reish Mem Aleph, which we just read, so at the end he has what's called Shiurei Bracha, things that he omitted from the main text, he puts on the bottom, he says, Kol Mevazeh Ove Omar Filo B'Dvar Omar Filo B'Dvar, and he says, Uvechlal Zeh Im Mevazeh Ove Libo. He reads the Rambam, that's what it means. It doesn't mean only Dvar and Remiza. Uvechlal Zeh, and he refers to the Sefer Charedim. Okay, so, you know, and he refers to the Mice and Nora, that astonishing, you know, act, that story with that person. Right, so the Chidah says it over there. The Chidah wrote many Tzvarim. So there's a Rosh Hashanah, the Chidah's name, the Rosh Hashanah is Chaim Yosef David Azulai. Right, that's the name. Chaim, that's the Chidah. So you have three first names. So, you know, people a lot of times, when they write a Sefer, they Meram is to their name. That goes back to the Rokeach. Okay, Azulai is often a Kohen. It's Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, I don't know if he was a Kohen. Yeah, Azulai is Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Azulai is Rosh Hashanah. Isha Zona Mechalal Lo Yikachu, which is dealing by a Kohen. But many Azulais are Kohen. I'm not sure that he was. It could be he was. Okay. But anyway, the. Probably was. I don't know. Doesn't. But anyway, he had three names, so you know he could write a lot of Sfar because he had a lot of different names he could use. So the Birka Yosef and his other name called Lev David. No problem. And all the things. And his other with Chaim. Anyway, so Lev David, Perek Yotes, he talks about the Aseres Dibros. So he writes on the Kabbalah of Yechav Ezimecha. He says, "Kvar Noda the Mitzvahs Kibudavim Hu Mitzvah Chamur Ma'od." Okay, and he quotes the pasuk. It says so again. It's definitely understood by many that it's belibo. That Rambam don't get excited about the fact that Rambam didn't mention belief. He meant it. Okay, we don't usually think of the Rambam that way. We usually think the Rambam was very specific, and if you left something out, okay. But the Chidah is willing to say that that's how you know that's what he meant. In fact, another one of the Sfaradi Gedolim. The Ben Ish Chai, later than the Chidah, Yosef Chaim in Baghdad, the Ben Ish Chai, in this Sefer, Parsha Shoftim, Shana Beis, Parsha, she had before his Papa Gora, he saw for 2 years, he has two sections of Sefer, Shana Aleph and Shana Bet, in the Ben Ish Chai, goes through the Parsha twice, and Shana Bet, Shana Beis, Ben Ish Chai has Parsha Shoftim, Oz Chav Gimel, he writes, I'm a Kala of it, I feel like I'm Isa, and so on, you can't curse him, and he writes at the end, he says, "Kain beforeish the Divrei Rabbeinu Arizal v'cholam v'vaza avim afilu b'dvarim afilu b'mizah arizu chal arv pegvur shenem arav akav imo v'sefer charedim kosam shvechal zeim v'vazeu b'libo the heavy ma'isa in shavel zeh You know, everyone should pay attention to this. So he also seems to learn that when it says, it doesn't mean just Ramiz, it means you know, even Belay. Lest we think that this is only the Sfardi Gedolim, say the Charedim, and the Chidon, and Benishchai, the Chai Adam. This is Litvishkavi. Okay, right? And the Chai Adam, Klal Samach Zion, is entitled Hilchos Kibbut Ov Aim. So he talks about the importance of the mitzvah and how honoring your parents like honoring Kadosh Baruch Hu, based on the Gemara's, how fearing one's parents like fearing Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes some Zohar, that loving a parent is like loving Kadosh Baruch Hu. Siv Gimel, he writes, Hakibud, he b'machshava, or b'maisa v'dibur. So it's straight out.
Really, they all okay. Pick up on this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Not
right. That's what I'm saying. Obviously. That's what I'm pointing out. But the Chachadim, again, Hakibud hu b'machshava u'maisa libur. Machshava, kidiksiv, that passing until him, right? Nivza b'en av nima asasiyash v'chabed, v'hanu y'chabed b'machshava. Okay? Then lomar sh'b'libo v'en av heim nivzim raksh v'chabed osam v'dvarim. Yikain, heim shav en av kamo. That's like the first part of the post, like we said. Sh'agam hu nivza b'en av. Halal korcha d'ratzomar sh'v'chabdom b'libo. Shem chashuvim be'enav u'belivo d'haynu sheyidme be'enav shem gedolim v'nich le'aretz af shem be'enim shar b'nei adam enav chashuvim klal. The average person may see this man, this woman, average people, you know, nice people, whatever, nothing special about them. We say the way he puts it is even if everybody else sees them as ordinary common folks, you know, but you're the child you're supposed to see. The parent, again, you should look at them. So it's not a matter, to go back to Josh, it's not a matter of being disingenuous. You're supposed to view them. I mean, they may, look, Kapei Chutz, the rest of the community, regular, average, nice people, regular people, you know, but you're supposed to view them in a different light.
What if the average person sees them as a rascal?
Yes, we'll get that to you. We'll get that in a moment. He says, Vizel Iker Kibud. Shimlo Kain Harikziv Befiv V'Sos of Kibud. He refers to something else, a pasuk in Yeshaya, okay, which actually the Charedim himself quoted. I'll see in a second. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Charedim and Oslam involved. The next one, he writes, V'Chein Kibud Aim, by the way, he says, don't think he's talking about Kibud Av, but it's the same thing with the mother. The Harishkul of Haim, it's the same there. Nice try. V'Nira, the Iker Mitzvah's covered belief. The harachmana liba boy becholmitz. You said about kavana, and if I all mitzvah seeker is the lave, right? The ode hare hishras baruch kvodo lechvodo. Now that same Gemara a little bit earlier on the page on Lamed Aleph Beis and Kedushin quoted compared honoring parents to honoring HaKadosh Baruch himself, and therefore he quotes a pasuk Yeshaya perek chaf tes pasuk gedalet where Yeshaya complains about the people's attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Befiv uvisosav kibduni. With their mouth, their lips, they honor me. The libo rochak me, their heart's far, far away. Right? Klomar sheikar kvod dibeleva. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. And if the honoring parents is compared to honoring Kadosh Baruch Hu, some part of honoring parents is also in the heart. So that's how all these parts. Yeah, right. That's why this is in general. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe. So this is the view of the Charedim. And again, the Chayodim, as I mentioned, takes this all the way and says it as well. Right, same thing. I conclude by that pasuk. So we have numerous authorities, as we say, who are quite clear that the mitzvah of honoring parents has a very strong and a significant lave component to it as well. Now, it's interesting because one could argue. I have a sefer called Pnine Mibei Midrasha. It's a contemporary sefer. It's different stuff on the Sedra, brief article. So he discusses this and refers to a Gemara in Kiddushin, where he just suggests that maybe Rashi doesn't hold this way. So I want to be full disclosure. There's a Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis of an Aleph in Kiddushin tells the story. The Gemara says, "Chihad the Rabba Bar of Huna." Chihad the Rabba Huna. The Rabba Huna, Kara Shiroi Ba'anpe Rabba Bray. Rabba Huna. Once ripped up some kind of expensive silk item, which belonged, I guess, to his son. He ripped up something in the presence of his son, and he was basically testing him. He says, Amar Ezel Echsi, Irasach, Ilo Rasach. Okay? I'll see, was he going to be angry at me? How's he going to respond when I do something that annoys him? Right? He's testing him. So the Gemara asks, how could you do that? It's if they don't sit there. So, okay, whatever. But Dilma Rosa, maybe we'll get angry. So Rashi says, one second. But Dilma Rosa, the Omar Lavu and me, Divirishe. Maybe Gemara, how could Rav Huna do this and test his son this way? You may talk and get angry, and you set him up. It's Lifnei Iver. You set him up to do an Avera. What's the Avera? Rashi says, the Omar Lavu Lavu me, Divirishe. You'll say something, he'll curse him out, he'll yell at him, right? The Kaamar of Huna, Mishum Lifnei Iver, Shagorim, Libna Lachto. So the author says, well, why do you have to say something? If the mitzvah is in the lave, it doesn't, you know, we don't have to say something, you just have to feel it. He could have tested him. Okay, but then he wouldn't, I'm not sure it's the greatest kasha, because he wouldn't have known. How would he know what he's thinking in his heart? You know, okay. Anyway, it says, I don't think it's, and it's interesting, maybe Rash doesn't agree with this, you have to be fair. But there was another sefer. This sefer is called L'Reacha Kamocha. It's part of a series. I have 12 volumes, maybe more. It has very beautiful, all the mitzvahs ben Allah Chavero. You know, every volume has two or three different mitzvahs. So he refers to the following. He has an interesting raya. I didn't bring it with me, but he quotes a Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Isha, end of Perek Tesvav of Hilchos Isha, has two consecutive halachas, which talk about how husband should think of his wife, and a wife should think of her husband. Sometimes I read that the rabbi speaking at the chuppah says, yeah, it's a very beautiful presentation. So one of the things it says regarding the wife to the husband, the husband, it says, has to be mechabed even more. He has to, you know, mechabed is Isha Yosef and Kigufo. That says, she's also so honored him. She should view himself like he's a high office, like a king, you know, a high-ranking nobleman. So the question is, one second. I mean, it goes back to what Josh said before. Was she supposed to be disingenuous? She knows he's not a tsar. Maybe a good guy, but he's not a tsar. He's not a melech. So what are you being a fake? What it means is, she should deal with him as though he's like that. Not in her heart of hearts. Absolutely, he knows it's not true. You know, yeah, it's chesronos like everybody else. Okay, and sometimes a lot of chesona. So, but nevertheless, she should be misnayig. That's how the author of the Sefer writes. El al karchav shekavonas chachamim shetistahei ki'ilu sarmech. He odas as hametzias. She knows the metzias. She knows that he has faults like everybody else. Ula misnayeges ki'ilu sarmech. That's what he said the Rambam means. If you look in the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says, where does that come from? Where do we get this idea? Well, it's very important. The Magid Mishnah says, where does the Rambam get this idea that the wife has to view her husband as if, and again, not be disingenuous, but treat him as though that's who he is, even if he's not. Treat him as though he has all kinds of wonderful miles. He doesn't. So the Magid Mishnah points to the Gemara in Kedushin, Adaf Lamed Aleph. Okay, the Gemara, the Magid Mishnah says, the Magid Mishnah tells you what the Rambam's Makoras are. So the Magid Mishnah there says, it's Lamed Aleph. What's the situation? The Gemara says, Shol ben Amona Achaz Velezer. Abba Omer Ashkeni Mayim, Ve'imar Omer Ashkeni Mayim. At the same time, my father tells me to get a glass of water. My mother tells me to get a glass of water. What do I do first? That's a yes. Hezem and Kodim. Amalei, Hanach, quote Imcha, Vasei, quote Avicha. If your both parents ask for a glass of water at the same time, or a cup of tea, whatever, at the same time, you have to do the father first. Why? Because she is also obligated to honor him. So therefore, you have to honor the father first. Now, says the Magid Mishnah, that's the mukkar for this Rambam, the end of the third park of Hilchos Ishas, the 15th park of Hilchos Ishas, where it says that the woman has to honor her husband. How do we know? Says the Magid Mishnah from this Gemara. Now, one second. So what are we saying? If the Magid Mishnah is right, the Rambam is understanding this Gemara. What it means is, you have to view, the wife has to view the husband. Not that he is a sour melech and so on, but she doesn't treat him that way. But if the mukkar is from here, like the Magid Mishnah says, that means kibbutz of aim is also to view the parents like that. So that's a very interesting raya that he's bringing, right? His raya is, from this Gemara, you see that even that, come back to your point, not being disingenuous, you treat the parent as though, you know, deep down he's not. He's an average fellow, and everyone in the town knows, but you treat him as though, you treat the mother as though that's who she is. And I think it's a very, you know, it's a very strong riot. And he says, the woman has to be mechaber her husband. Well, if that's how she has to mechaber her husband, according to the Rambam, and the Gemara is learned from what someone came out of aim, so then it's the same thing. You have to view the parents that way. Okay, so that will fit in with the with this Radvaz. Okay, now the only question becomes, yeah.
If the owner had that attitude and you treat them as, let's say, a peer in an ordinary ordinary way, then you're going to be much more noted to be mivazif.
Sure. That's how we operate. Yeah, sure, absolutely. So the other interesting, I think, I saw the Sefer L'Reach HaKamach on the back, just to give a shame, what was the author's name of David Ariyav, David HaKon Ariyav, from Yerushalayim, contemporary, I don't know. He has in the back questions that he asked to Chaim Kanievsky on the subject. So in the back, he has the first part of the Rebbe's is in the Kuntres HaBiurim, page 44. If you want to look it up. But this is page 52 in the back. Here's Chuba Sheisha Mara Gon Chaim Kanievsky Shita. So he writes, Kosov Chai Adam, okay, Kosov Zayn, I think we just read it. Sheikar Kibir Avayim will believe. Sheid Mabe Einar Shem Gedolim and Nichud Eretz. Vishay La Sihi, my question is, Ludas HaSovrim Shechayav Gam Lechabedis Oviv Rosha. Okay, now there's a general question. Or do all these dinim in general, keep it up, I mean, forget the lay, but just the mach of the part of Avi Rasha, so may I hold yes. Okay? Now there are different types of Rasha and so on, but he says, if the Avi is Rasha, and that's a Shachar Pasi, there's still a Chir of Kibbut, Ketzin Yachshav Shunich Mid Eretz. I mean, I understand, okay, I still have to part of a food, I still can't sit in a seat or whatever, okay, they might be a Rasha, okay. But then I should now act as though, treat him as though he's one of the, it's ridiculous. Hare Rosho Balaveras. Okay, so the Chaim Kanievsky answers, Rosho ain't Chayav L'Chabid. You don't have to do that, but Raklo Levazos. But you still can't blow it, you can't go the other direction. That's how Chaim Kanievsky says. All right, just, it's interesting, in the, move to finish up, in the Sichos Musar, from Chaim Shmulevitz, from Yeshiva Demir. So this is the way I have it here. It's 3 years. They had 3 years of his drushes. Tufshin Lamed Aleph through Tufshin Lamed Gimel. So this is in the middle. This is in the Tufshin Lamed Beis. Okay, it's Mamar Choftes. The second chalik is by Parshat Bamidbar, Mamar Choftes. He talks about covet in general. And then he writes as follows towards the end. V'noeg haya Adoni Avi Mor Rabbi Zatzal, Rechaim Shulevitz writes, my father, Kol Yomov, who's knowing Kol Yomov, Lisbonein V'limtso Milem Yuchedes B'Aviv. Okay, Shemitzion Bo Yos Mikolam. He always looked for ways, in what way does my father stand out from others? Right? He was always trying to find things which his father excelled and not everybody excelled in. Ad Shira Shayachad Bidar Malazu, and he is unique in this category. He said his father used to do about his father, his grandfather, his father did about his father. He would always look to try and find some midah, some behavior, something which is positive, it's unique that other people don't have. Got a lot of milas, I'm sure other people have. We want to look for something others don't have. And he could view it this way, like a Chad Bidar. We all have tamati. I don't know what his outside that. And the Chaim Shlomitz writes, I was wondering why. What was he doing? His grandfather was a good man. And so, what do you have to find? So I find something unique. Ad shamarati al time of shadover. Who she ikar mitzvahs kibbut of aim. Chayin kavod abrius v'chol. Who lechabdo kvod amiti. It's to be truthful, not to be disingenuous. Other rabbis said, "Lachain lo yitachain lechaberis aviv kavod emes im lo yein aviv nichpad beinav." You're not really going to be able to show proper kavod unless you really hold him to be worthy of that honor. V'cholzman she'ain aviv nichpad beinav ain't a kol kavod shmechaber ela mina sof alachut. It's just lip service, right? V'ainu yotzim is a dechidus mitzvah kibud avim b'shemus. Okay, still have to do it. But Bishleimus, right. Still, because you still have to do it in Gemara says. Come back to your point. You still have to do it, provide him with food, but you won't get Bishleimus. Al Kain Chayav Abayin, every child, Levakesh, Lechapay, Zolimtsom, Milos, Michodos, Menichmodos, Bavin. You should look for positive things, you know, that are unique about your parents. Vaidei Kachi Avin, and again, it means mother also. Nichbad Beina, Yaakov Shachavda, quote Emes, Yikayim Mitzvahs, Kibbut Avayim, Bishleimus. I thought about this, you know. Sometimes, look, we all have our relationship with our parents. We have sometimes difficulties, and we revere our parents. But you know, we're not aware sometimes of some of our parents' unique talents and behaviors and midos. We don't think about it, and you know when you hear about it, or Chana San, you hear it during the shiva. Yeah. Every person I've met has sat shiva. You know, you spend so many years with your parents, and then this one comes and tells you, your mother did this, your father did that, you know, and you hear things you never even know about. You know, so the Rav Chaim Shlomo is telling you, look into it before. Try and find out what the parents are doing before. I'll just add the last thing. Rav Pav Zichrono Baruch Hu told us in the Sefer HaTorah LaMelech, where the Talmidim put together a collection of his Divrei Torah, and his thoughts. So he says also, we'll finish with this. Chiyuv kibud av aim hu lo rak b'maise uvedibur elagam v'achshava. Tahaynu sheyitzar machshavto sheyim chashu b'chualav yikba chashiros malos v'libo. And he quotes the Chai Adam. And he writes, Lif'amim ein zod davar kal shunegan ametzias. Thought it was noisy. You know, the facts are otherwise. Mikol mokum, here's what he writes. Ein lecha adam she'ein lo shah. V'ein lecha adam shelo nintzo bo davar tov. There's nobody who doesn't have something. You know, there's something positive, right? But tzorchach is bonein. You have to think about it. You can find something. Sometimes it's easier. Okay. Velosim leiv, velosim nekudas ayopi shem adam. Ula hadbik machshavta ben. Velo yikshem einam lirchosh lo kavod belibo. Okay. He quotes let's say, for charedim, and you have to be careful about it, and so on. Because his point is that that's his point. Your father's a rush, your father's a jerk. Okay, there's something. There's some, it's very rare, almost unheard of, that somebody's Makul or Russia. Yeah, it must have done something good for somebody. Even the great Rishonim, you know, that we think about, had certain positive traits. You know, we say the Esav, right, it's good and keep it up. You know, whatever, we always find something that's positive. So Rav Pam writes, Ein lecha adam shein lo shav, ein lecha adam shein lo shav, ein lecha adam shein lo shav. You just have to think and look for those things. Another person, and certainly the parents, and you'll find them, and that'll assist you in the mitzvah of Kibbut Avei. Okay, I'll go to Shabbos. Different aspects of Kibbut Avei.
All those mitzvahs that the Gemara comes up with.